Hey, from the city known for its hills, its restaurants, its arbitrary parking lots, it's West Coast Live. My name's Sedge Thompson. Mike Greenseal is at the piano. Our guests today include musician Maurice Tenney and Mike Anderson. He's written a few novels. His latest is called All This Life, Joshua Moore. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's start with some music. Will you please welcome Maurice Tenney and his associate here. We're going to talk with him in a couple of minutes, but let's just begin with a song, and we'll talk with him in a minute here. Here they are, West Coast Live, today live from the Ferry Building in San Francisco.
There's a payphone in the hall, just like there is on every floor. I hear it ringing through the wall. There's a banging on my door. Somebody yells the calls for me. So I set down this glass of gin. I've got a feeling, yes sirree, trouble's calling me again. She's pouring honey in my ear. Sweet little lies I long to hear. I'm gonna do things I'll regret. Gonna give more than I get. Watch my money disappear. I'll check just how much cash I've got, so I know how much I'm gonna lose. I know it's all gonna get shot on shooting dice and shots of booze. She's pouring honey in my ears. Sweet little lies I long to hear. I'm gonna do things I'll regret. Gonna get more than I get. Watch my money disappear. My common sense should interfere, but she's sounding so sincere. I'll forget what's right from wrong when I hear that siren song from the devil in my ear. Why can't I learn from my mistakes? I'm not so sure that I want to. Not when there's so much fun to make, and there's so many left to do. She's pouring honey in my ear. Sweet little lies I long to hear. I'm gonna do things I'll regret. Gonna give more than I get. Watch my money disappear. My common sense should interfere, but she's sounding so sincere. I'll forget what's right from wrong when I hear that siren song from the devil in my ear. I'll forget what's right from wrong when I hear that siren song from the devil in my ear.
Thank you. Maurice Tenney here on West Coast Live. He's playing at the Bird and Beckett in San Francisco on the 9th of August and September 7th at El Rio at the Cowgirl Palooza.
Cowgirl Palooza, yeah.
What is a Cowgirl Palooza?
Oh, it's a Palooza. It's all cowgirls in it.
And what are you doing there?
Well, I have a band that sometimes I have it fronted by a cowgirl. So that makes me qualified for this.
That's very interesting. You know, I'll tell you why. In Britain, you can get a grant as an English director production, whether you're from Latvia or Italy or wherever, because they're all part of the European Common Market or the European Union. You can be English without being English. So you can be a cowgirl. Well, still be a cowboy.
Coincidentally, one of my things on my bucket list is to become a famous English actress. I'm not saying that I'm going to get there, but it's a goal. You know, we need things to look forward to.
We can call you Kate. There's been always need another Kate. Introduce your sidekick over
this
here.
This is my friend Mike Anderson here, who is with me through all the trials and tribulations.
Is he also an honorary cowgirl?
I believe that he actually qualifies as a cowgirl at this point. Yeah, it's
Well, lovely. So, it's nice to have you here. How would you describe what it is that you do? You're originally from San Francisco.
Right? Yeah, I'm.
But there's Texas in here. I can tell.
Well, I've moved away a couple of times. But when you are born and raised in San Francisco, there are certain aspects of life that will just drive you back every time. Originally, I thought that
what drove you back?
I thought it was going to be culture. It turned out climate. That's when you're I was born in the Mission District and raised out in the Sunset. And when it gets over about 80 degrees, I'm just suffering. And when the temperatures plunge into the mid 50s, that's just inhumane. I like it here. This is where I'm comfortable.
Well, good. All right. And your guitar is happy too in the climate?
Indeed. Yes.
What's the next song you have for us?
This is a song that is this is about a guy who is who has had his romantic demons gnawing at him, and he's taken a job in a remote place, and he is lamenting his isolation.
All right,
it's a little lighter than that, but that's the essence of it.
Well, I don't know, we got some light topics on the show today, so that'll fit right in. Here we are, Maurice Tanney on West Coast Live.
Well, this really is nowhere. There's a red dirt stretch up the mountainside, 8 miles long and one car wide. My old Buick's at the top in a gravel parking lot. There's a 50-foot trailer and a 100-foot mast, a 50,000-watt clear channel blast across the western states. I'm a voice without a face. Graveyard shift, midnight to six. All night drivers and the urban hicks. I'm pulling down the feed, but I'm burying the lead. Out in the distance I can see the lights dotting the horizon on the clear nights. Are you listening? We're taking calls. This is Radio City. Well, top of the hour, it's the lover's line, but no caller's had a heart as broke as mine. I whisper in your ear as if only you can hear. I say those things I should have said. I go where I feared to tread, but I know that it's too late to negotiate. Out in the distance I can see the lights dotting the horizon on the clear nights. Are you listening? We're taking calls. This is Radio City. Well, I was a fool to flee from love. I don't know what I was scared of, but look at where I am. This really is nowhere. A million words won't win you back. A million tears stained my heart black. Still the words leak from my pen and the tears start up again. Out in the distance I can see the lights dotting the horizon on the clear nights. I hope you're listening. I wish you'd call. This is Radio City. This is Radio City. This really is nowhere.
Maurice Tenney, I felt like I was listening to a Stephen Sondheim song.
Oh, high praise.
That was amazing. You know, I'll go out on a limb here. I think some of the most heartfelt songs about love and loss of love are written by men. I think that there's a way that men can express themselves and their feelings through song that they might not be able to do face-to-face in a conversation.
I think that's true. I know that for myself that there was a breakthrough I had to make where about 10 or 15 years ago I started writing material for women to sing, and by having their voice to sing the words, it allowed me to say things in lyric that I didn't feel comfortable with saying myself. And only after I had done this for a little while and become comfortable with having their voice sing it, did I become comfortable singing the same material myself. It wasn't the easiest breakthrough for me, but...
What happened? What was the change for you?
Well, I think starting to write for a feminine personality allowed me to explore the stuff that I found interesting, and I had license to say this stuff through their voice, and then I became more comfortable with it, and I became... So that was helpful. I wouldn't have been able to, especially some of the more romantic stuff. I wasn't necessarily comfortable with at starting at that point. I came out of a kind of a rock and roll honky tonk sort of background, two guitars, bass and drums, testosterone driven honky tonk kind of stuff, and this more sensitive, heartfelt, romantic material I find really interesting. But I didn't really feel like I had license to. To express that stuff through my voice, and by having a feminine voice to work with, it allowed me to flex that muscle and build it.
Well, that's interesting that you felt you didn't have license to express feelings that way.
Well, you know, we're men, and we've got some baggage around this stuff. It's
and yet, by singing in a way, it's like maybe somebody with who stutters, but can sing fluently. You know, that there's a way that it can come out in song rather than in speech, perhaps.
I think that it's a... I find it easier to sing than I do to speak in public. I'm singing generally... at least you know that the next thing you're going to say is going to rhyme with the last thing you said. It's
Otherwise, you're sitting there at coffee or dinner and, okay, what's the next line that can rhyme to my conversation?
I know I'm sitting at dinner with my wife and I've got cheater notes on the things written on my sleeve. It's...
Maurice Tenney will be back later on West Coast
right,
Live.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Abby is singing at different places, including out at the Cowgirl Palooza. That's fun to say. Cowgirl Palooza. You're listening to West Coast Live today, coming to you from the Ferry Building in San Francisco. My name's Sedge Thompson, Mike Greensill at the piano. Please welcome back to West Coast Live, Maurice Tenney and Mike Anderson here to West Coast Live. Singer, songwriter here. I moved your iPad. Look, when I'm drinking. Here you go.
This is a...
Did you know that the woman was selling drinkers?
Well, you know, that did resonate with me. I thought...
They're called... I know it was cups and glasses, but I don't know. It's a drinker. So when I'm drinking. I'm drinking from my drinker.
That very close. That we thought we'd try something.
I get glassy-eyed. No, I don't know.
That last song we did was a little dark, so we thought we'd lighten it up a little bit with something a little more... I won't go so far as to say humorous, but let's go with just light.
It's very difficult to say, I'm going to tell you something funny, and then it isn't.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I've been there a lot.
Yeah. Comedy is not just hard, it's dangerous. That's a yes. Well, anyway,
you got to be willing to risk it, though, don't you think?
I think so. I think, but you know, the reward, the payoff, those laughs. That's heroin. That's strong stuff.
Harrowing?
Well,
oh no, heroin.
Harrowing is getting there. Heroin is the payoff for it. Yes,
it's a kind of little rush, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right. So you're going to sing this song here.
I am. This song is, it's based around the idea of filters and how some people have a hard time saying things that they really mean or perhaps not saying things that they shouldn't be saying. And of course, alcohol plays a large part in opening those filters up. Things tend to start flowing both ways, and that's sometimes it's good. Sometimes it leads to a lot of apologies the next day. And apologies are the basic motif of this song.
Okay. There we are. There you go. Maurice Tenney.
Well, I'm sorry, baby, that I said that about your sis. You know I love her and your mother. They are such a source of bliss. Hardly apropos. Yes, I know my words landed with a hiss. Yeah, drinking always makes me act like this. 'Cause when I'm drinking, I ain't thinking. I start blurting out the feelings that most folks would hide away. When the liquor's talking, I should get walking. Some of those things I say are shocking. When I'm drinking, I ain't thinking, but I believe every word I say. This next verse I usually send out to the bartender or the manager of the club or venue that I was at, usually the previous night. I usually owe him this. Usually goes something like, "Hey, hey, bartender. I shouldn't have heckled that band last night, but those guys were so bad, and I must add, they couldn't sing or play or write. I said some things, I took some swings, added fire to the fight. Yeah, drinking always makes me feel I'm right. 'Cause when I'm drinking, I ain't thinking. I start blurting out the feelings that I usually hide away. When the liquor's flowing, I should be going before my other side starts showing. When I'm drinking, I ain't thinking, but I believe every word I say. Liquor never made me say a thing I didn't feel, but it made me say a lot of things I wish I'd not revealed. Okay, so the last verse of this song, I usually send out to my wife, my long-suffering wife, the finest first wife in all of country music. I'm sorry, darling, that I don't express my love enough, but I do, dear, and it's just fear that makes saying it so rough. My brain takes a timeout, I spill my guts out with a shot of the hard stuff. Yeah, drinking always helps me loosen up, 'cause when I'm drinking, I ain't thinking. I start blurting out the feelings that I usually hide away. Through my devotion to potent potions, I'm in touch with my emotions. When I'm drinking, I ain't thinking, but I believe every word I say. When I'm drinking, I ain't thinking, but you can believe every word I say.
Maurice Tenney, oral historian of his own life there. I appreciate the irony of that song.
Irony? I want to mention these songs are all based on fictional characters.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are. As so much of this show is. You know, it's funny. You know, my dear friend Annie Lamott, who's been sober for I don't know how many years, going on 29 years. Yeah. used to be afraid that she would not be funny when she stopped drinking, and she became even funnier. You know, in many ways. I mean, it's an interesting thing that you know what people. I don't think people always do tell the truth under alcohol. I think they can sometimes get mean. And they can sometimes, but I don't know. I mean, you know, I think that saying in vino veritas, it might be okay for one glass. By the time you're on to the second or to the third, I don't know. I think there's one of Joshua Moore's earlier books, one of his characters goes to a party and just gets drunk and mean. Joshua, are you in the room? am I right here? Gets drunk and just starts excoriating hosts and everything. Does not go well. And then, was it an accident or does she drop down the stairs and her teeth get knocked out? I mean, you know, it's
that's just good music.
or a good novel.
Yeah, right? Liquor just makes me sleepy.
yeah, that's fun. All right. Okay, thank you. Maurice Tanney here on West Coast Live.